Then you told Charles you'd be sure to go on the Greek Street. That's the more subtractive. Get it. That's the sword again. That's the sword in there.
Which one is the fish?
On the right. Mm-hmm. On the fish, huh? And so Fishgate then must have something to do with your past living on Daniel's Island.
Okay. You saved me a lot of wind. That's exactly what it's all about. And Charleston is a commercial area for fishing and sport. Now you be around, you're gonna see a lot of sport fishing in this summer. Boats going up around fishing. Then you're gonna see the commercial fishing going on, the big boat with the nets go to sea. And Charleston fascinated me so far from the sea and the river.
Yeah.
So I think that's my idea going to Washington. Mm-hmm. I go down to South Battery in the night and you see the moon is shining, you look down there and you see fishes in the water, fishing around. So it was much easier, with my creative mind, it's much easier if I had come to conclusion that I would make a fish kit.
Yeah.
You know, living in Charleston.
Something you know.
Yeah, something well. I know and see so many times, you know. So I got the moon, you see in that gate, the moon is in there. Half moon, just for
stars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stars.
That's great.
Uh-huh. And the fish. So it was much
And easier. So it must be something to do with the water, so
the water.
The fish represents something about the water.
Right.
So these are all symbols that you brought into one gate.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
you call it
now let me tell you about the snake now. Let's go back now. You knew why I made the fish gate. Mm-hmm. The snake gate was drawn up by Simon Stoney. He wanted, and that's right on East Bay, right around the corner from here down the street.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that gate, and you know the story better than I do, that don't tread on me.
Yeah.
And they put that's a rattlesnake. That's a poison snake I made.
Uh-huh.
And he put that in that gate.
Yeah.
And that gate is at the entrance of one of the oldest buildings here. That's Gadsden House. The Gadsden give that to the Historical Society and give them the money to do the construction work. And that keeps the Gadsden family in the picture.
So don't tread on me.
Okay. The bird gate that you see on the back, the bird gate, turn it over.
Is that a flamingo?
No.
Bird?
That bird is.
That's an egret.
That's a family. That's one of the low water, you know.
That's like the one on the museum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a water bird. That's just popular in South Carolina. And the man that I made this gift for, he is a minister. Now he got a cross up here. Later on, he came and put the cross up there. Over there. See, if you go downtown, you'll notice it's a little different because he got on later. He came and to me and I put the cross over it. That's a number 2 St. Michael Alley. That's right down here. You
oh,
can see that.
We went by that yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. And I said that looks like his work.
Yeah, 2 St. Michael Alley. Okay, and his reason he is a minister. And he want that bird. That's a water bird on the South Carolina bird in there.
So a lot of people would tell you what they wanted.
Yeah, they tell me what they wanted and I don't need. Some of them bring their drawings to me too. Some of them drew it up. Now, he drew that bird himself and brought it to me.
You know, I wish I was thinking. I left my sketch at home that I wanted to show him.
Oh, the one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did a sketch of a gate, some gates that I want to put on my windows, and I wanted to do it myself, but I know after reading some of your book, it's crazy.
No, but that's what made that book. People come with those crazy ideas. they would come to me with a magazine. Well, regardless what kind of magazine it is, and there are a thousand different magazines, they'll come and say, "Simmons, I see something in this magazine. Could you make it maybe a bed?" She came to me, he said, "I don't like that bed because it's too moderate." Uh-huh. So I went ahead and I drew her up something up. You see, that's what helped me with my, you got to have a creative mind. And that's why I stayed in business. Then for my creative mind, mm-hmm. I would have done like some of the other blacksmiths, you know, went over to business when the horses left and the cars and fences came in. They couldn't do it, so they ran out of business. But with my creative mind, I could have changed. Thank God I could change from the horse to the trucks, from the trucks to the gates. But Charleston Charleston played a big part in my life. There's so much. I went to New Orleans and look around in New Orleans, and I went in the French quarters, you know, in the French quarters in New Orleans. And I see some of the gates, but you know what I seen? In New Orleans, I seen a lot of wrought iron, but I didn't see as much wrought iron. Now, New Orleans got a lot of casting, and you know, casting is that brittle stuff.